views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I am the founder of Women of Wisdom, and we've been interviewing a lot of Women of Wisdom presenters in the past few weeks, and I want to share a little bit. You know, we're one of the longest running women's spirituality conferences. We've been at this since 1993. We've been providing a unique, intimate setting for women to create lasting change in their lives, and that impacts the world too. This year marks our 25th year, and it's also an important year for me as I announced this week that I am retiring from Women of Wisdom. It's time to pass the torch to new leaders who would take WOW to the next evolution. And that's why we launched our crowdfunding campaign. Funds are needed to cover the additional expenses because we'll need to hire people to do the work I've been doing, which has been voluntary for the past many years. So we'd love your support in our crowdfunding campaign to help us keep going in the future for the next generation that women, you know, women need this support. We're in this time frame right now, especially where women are really calling that, feeling that need to gather. So you can find out more about WOW and the campaign at www.womenofwisdom.org. The conference is February 16th to the 20th. We invite you to come share your stories, be a witness to others, which is really important, and gather together to express what is important for women and how we can support each other. And so today, I'm moving on for the show and my interviews. We have Vajra Ma, and I've had her on my show before. Vajra Ma is the leading exponent of women's womb awakening in feminist spirituality. It's based on her work with women's subtle body knowing since the mid-1980s. She originated the devotional moving meditation, the tantric dance of feminine power, the core practice of her mystery school and priestess lineage, Women Mysteries of the Ancient Future Sisterhood. I like that title. She's also the author of From a Hidden Stream, The Natural Spiritual Authority of Women, and she's published in numerous anthologies. So she's a wonderful voice for women's spirituality. And I'm so glad that she's going to be at the conference this year. It's been several years since she's been in Seattle for a conference. She's going to present a workshop, Tantric Dance of Feminine Power, Womb-Sourced Wisdom. It's going to be Sunday, February 19th. So welcome, Vajra.
Good morning, Chris. It's great to be here with you. Thank you.
Yes, well, I start off with people's stories. So I want you to share a little bit about your history and how you came to this feminine power, womb source wisdom as your passion and purpose in life.
Okay. I discovered the goddess path back in around 1986, and I was studying a couple of movement modalities. One is Continuum, which is founded by Emily Conrad Dowd, and I studied with Susan Harper. And another one was a woman who did a moving meditation experimenting with women to hold more energy in their bodies and refined movement. And so really stepping onto the goddess path was very much stepping on to a body knowing, a direct experience of the goddess through my own body. Because as I started reading, at the same time I started reading the scholarship that women have done over the years in about feminist spirituality, about the history of women as being spiritual leaders, about pre-patriarchal cultures and values, and all of that, and the goddess herself, and all of that started coming together in direct experiences that I had in my own body. So I started experimenting with women. After I finished my movement studies with these teachers, I wanted to bring together the knowledge of the goddess, the kind of epiphanies I was having directly in my body by the movement meditation, and bring that into circles with women and collectively focus on goddess knowledge, on spiritual awakening through our bodies, because I felt like something could happen that wasn't happening in the other modalities I was studying. These qualities and this intention needed to come together. So I experimented and eventually started learning from women's bodies themselves as we did witness dancing. And this whole tantric dance of feminine power began to evolve. Much of it, I must credit my original teacher, Gina Reno, with understanding how to hold energy in the body, which is a very basic tantric practice, to not let it dissipate out and fizzle out, not to avoid the intensity and the subtlety and the high frequencies. And so, but I put that in with everything else I was doing with the women. This practice really revealed itself from a collective of women's female body-mind consciousness. It took years. It took at least 3 years to get the whole picture to come through. But it was, I was its midwife. The goddess gave it to us, and the women brought it through with their bodies as a whole combination of things. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, it's quite fascinating. And so why don't you describe this tantric dance of feminine power and also, you know, why you use the term tantric, too.
Right. Well, in my studies, I was very drawn to the tantric understanding of human consciousness. This is not neo-tantra, what I do. Neo-tantra focuses on sex and sexuality and intimacy and relationships. Tantra focuses on human consciousness, and the sexuality is an integral part of that. The body, the senses. So it is truly tantric in its essence, in that it is about human consciousness and embracing the senses and the physical world as inseparable from spiritual reality. So it's a womb source practice, and that makes it different from anything I've been doing anywhere else. We literally take time to be very still and just relax with no agenda and feel down into the womb, and that capacity to feel lower in the body and in the womb grows as you cultivate it, and then allow movement to arise from there. And we always follow pleasure, and pleasure can be not just sexual. It's the feeling of breath. It's the movement of a muscle, and becomes more and more internal and subtle in the body. The subtle energy is the pleasure is really the key, the portal into actually waking up the body's wisdom.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because you talk about women's subtle body knowing, and it is subtle. I've taken your workshop before, and it's not, because we're sort of brought up our Western minds, it's sometimes hard for women to tap into this, because we're not taught to come from our womb place. We're more like taught to ignore it, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, and for good reason, because we've been shamed. You know, our wombs and our menstrual blood, and we've been abused, raped. We're looked at with, you know, in a pornographic sort of way. The male gaze on the street can be like that from various men, and so we close off, and we have wounds there. We're carrying wounds there, and in this practice, what we do though is we come with the affirmation that we're essentially unscathed by any wounds. That's the tantric view. There's a place of us that is indestructible, and that's our eternal soul. That's our true essence. And so we always hold whatever comes up in the dance, because grief can come up and fear and resistance, everything comes up in this practice. That's why it's a path towards enlightenment. But we always hold it in that larger view that the ocean of love and the vast being that we essentially are is bigger than all of that. And there's space for any negative emotions or fear or grief and wounds to move and then change. And in terms of the subtle, you're talking about the subtle awareness, we all, it's something that we cultivate, but we all feel it when we feel like an emotion. Someone hugs us, we feel a warm flush, or we feel a relief, or we feel like, ooh, our hair stands up and we go, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. I feel some kind of fear. That's all subtle body awareness. So we all have it, but what we do in this practice is we cultivate it more and more and more. And ultimately, this practice leads to the complete embodiment of the divine. And I've experienced that twice in viewing two of my students. I've experienced that twice out of all this 26 years I've been teaching. So it's not a common thing. But to actually have the full embodiment of the Divine Mother in front of you, and it's an epiphany, it's grace. But all along the line, what's coming through is an incredible sense of love and bliss and really love more than anything. We feel love tangibly in our bodies. And one of the Tantric scriptures says, the goddess says, worship me as your innermost self. And that's what we do in this practice, men too. She is our innermost self. And that self is completely full of love and is completely free. And it can sound as abstract in words, but when you feel it viscerally in your body. And it grows and grows and grows, and there's no end to the epiphanies that you can have. Women have different experiences where you can tell that she's Kali at that moment, or that's Kali energy, or it's a Yamaya energy, or it's some Aphrodite energy. It's very distinct and very real, the epiphanies that we have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds it's fascinating, and it's so subtle that sometimes it's hard to tap into. And it's really, you know, I'm thinking it's going to that quiet, still place, which is so hard with our Western minds. You know, our minds are always so busy, but it's a wonderful place to go to when you go to that still, quiet place and bring in all your senses. So we're gonna have a little break now, and we'll come back and talk more about this dance of feminine power with Vajrama.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's SOLTEC Wellbeing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm with the Women of Wisdom presenter, Vajra Ma. She's presenting a workshop on the Tantric Dance of Feminine Power, Womb-Sourced Wisdom. It's going to be Sunday, February 18th. So, Vajra, would you please share your website where people can find out about you and
sure.
things that you have going on there?
Yes, yes. My website is www.greatgoddess.org. Great Goddess. .org. And I don't actually list my events there, so if you want to be notified, you can get on my email list, vajrama@greatgoddess.org. You can just go on the website and find my email. And I travel to different places, Southern California, and I teach up in Portland and Seattle and sometimes Colorado. And wherever you want me to come, I'll come. I'll be in Dallas, I think, in March. Yeah, in March I'll be teaching in Dallas.
Great, yeah, and in Seattle at the Women of Wisdom Conference. So,
absolutely.
So we were talking about all this, the subtle energy and the body knowing, and it's quite, I mean, like I said, I've done your workshop, I've seen other women do the workshop, and it's quite something to, we witness other people do this dance, and I was talking to you about that, it's sometimes hard to people are watching you, and so you're it's hard sometimes to get over your self-consciousness. Are you doing it right? And it's so subtle. I remember you stopping me in the middle of my dance to sometimes we need someone to kind of show us, like, okay, what is this? What are you really tapping into here? And
right.
And what are you feeling? I mean, I would imagine feelings play an important part of it.
Very much so. The physical feelings and emotional feelings. When I was doing movement meditation in the beginning, back in the 80s, when I was studying it, it took me 8 months before I got past giving visual descriptions of what was happening to me as opposed to visceral, sensate. It is a whole other language, and it's a whole world that opens up to you. People who have studied continuum would know what I'm talking about. This subtle realm. And we have to be very humble and patient with ourselves because we're actually learning a whole language. It's natural to the body. It's not foreign, but it is not cultivated. And this practice cultivates it. So sometimes I will stop a woman and say, okay, now try this. Because I can see she's getting off track or there's a blockage here or there. Every single person is different. One woman may be able to move very fluidly like a snake and, all fluid like water, but she doesn't feel her emotions. Another may stand there and cry and feels herself but can't move her hips. When she does start to move, everything is authentic. And that's all that matters, is that we're feeling the shape that our body is going into. And I want to give kind of a bridge so that women can get a sense of, if you could just sit in your chair and you just slump down and you let your jaw hang, you'll feel a certain way. Or if you lift your chest up or you smile, it affects you chemically. It affects you emotionally. It affects everything in your body. And basically what we're doing in the Tantric Dance of Feminine Power is letting the body spontaneously move into shape that actually hold frequencies of intelligence. I know it sounds very far out there, but when you strike into it, you find a quality of an energy, and you're holding it, and you're doing just the movement and the shape that holds it, you're actually getting information from the universe. And you could be, and women will recognize it. Oh my gosh, that was like a lion. That was like cat energy, or that was bird. And these animal epiphanies do come through in the practice. Or that was the goddess Yamaya. People feel it. It's real. And every shape in the body holds a frequency. And what we're doing is refining our capacity to be receptive to the knowledge that's encoded in the human body. And so when you look at, you know, images of the goddess, or you look at temple walls, and there are the yoginis are in certain postures, those are real. There's a biocircuitry happening in the body. But in the beginning, we have to just be really, really simple and cultivate the capacity to feel the subtleness. What we really do in the beginning, Chris, is we just rest in the womb. We rest. And we allow. And like you said, it's like almost impossible to do that in this culture. But what I want women to understand is that the capacity of the female body is astounding. The knowledge that's encoded in there, the capacity for spiritual awareness through movement and feeling it's just astronomical, and it's so subtle and so powerful with women. And that's what I you actually unravel internalization of the conditioning of patriarchy. You unravel wounds, you unravel trauma through pleasure, not by going back to the trauma, but by being in a state of pleasure and reverence, devotion and reverence. We really look at our own body, regard the subtle sensations in our own body as the Divine Mother in her subtle form dancing within us. And that's what it is. And when you start to worship that, revere it, respect it, and receive it, and let yourself be touched by it, it's amazing what happens. And I think the best analogy is making love. We've all, you know, hopefully we've had experiences where we've been caressed in a way, or kissed, or held in a way that touched us deeply. And really, the dance is like making love to yourself or being made love to by the universe. It's making love, and there's no end to the joy and the pleasure and the awakenings that happen through that. I hope that paints a picture for women to get a sense of what can only be experienced directly, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a physical thing. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, you know, like this womb source, there's a power there. There's another presenter we've had, a woman, Wisdom. And I'm going to blank it on her name, but we were talking about, you know, it used to be, okay, we're in our head. Well, we had to move down to our heart, that 12 inches to get down to our heart. And then it was like, mm-hmm. No, our power's in our womb. And so it's like moving deeper. And it's like, now we need to be in our womb, and all three together work together.
Yes.
But we've been afraid, you know, below the waist, we've been afraid to go down there, and that's where our true power source is. You know, what is it, the third chakra, our power source. And so you're really tapping into this ancient power, you know, the lineage of women, and tapping into this amazing sense of wholeness and who you are. And there's something about, we kind of, you know, a lot of woman wisdom is storytelling and people sharing their stories and being witnessed. And this is being witnessed in a different way. But to have people witness you, it sounds kind of scary, but you get validation of, wow, you're beautiful. You know, that was beautiful. They see you, your pure essence. And that's so unlike our usual, we're used to hearing people and just what people say. And this is speaking in a different language.
That is so beautifully said. And that's one of the reasons to be witnessed, is that when you're witnessed in your beauty and you're received that way, that anchors it into your body, into your flesh, into your psychic. Nothing else can. That's the power of being witnessed. The womb is, it's a portal between the worlds. you were talking about the ancient knowledge and the power of the womb. Yes, we birth children through the womb. It's the power of creation. And we know from the moon lodges and women's menstrual mysteries that women used to gather, and still do, starting to do again today, gather to share those that energy together, because the womb is a portal of wisdom. So women would bleed together, and when you're bleeding, the veil between the worlds is thinner. You're going through a death process with the egg, and you're very psychic, and so information can come through. So the womb is a portal of wisdom, and it is very much so in this practice. So we're really activating what's innate and has been, you know, buried and numbed out for so long. But it's extremely potent what happens. You talked about the womb, the heart, and the, I think you said, the third eye. That's exactly what happens in this practice, is all of these chakras line up. So the power of the womb, the compassion of the heart, the inner vision of the third eye, these things ignite each other. And they, when the womb is awakened, it affects the heart. And the heart energy is different, and the womb energy is different, because the heart's awake and because the third eye is awake. So it really works as a whole river, a whole system, that each one of them,
So in our last minute, could you just share what is the benefits for this practice for women?
For one thing, on a very physical level, it purifies the body. It purifies the body of toxins, of negative emotions. It actually can transmute negative emotions and trauma that we're carrying. It increases our self-esteem. It unravels the internal conditioning of patriarchy, where we're holding it in our body, in our muscles. We really awaken our innate power. I think it's the single greatest antidote to misogyny, to fear of women and hatred of women. Yeah, I do. And
that's something so important. It's something we're going to be working on at the conferences, because it certainly is up in our face right now. And it's traumatizing people who have been abused. All their abuse issues are coming back up. And so this is a safe place to come explore that with Vajrama and in Women of Wisdom, and you're with women, and it's a safe place to work out some of those traumas that, you know, we all have different levels of trauma that we've dealt with in our lives.
Yes.
And so, the reminder, check out Vajrama's workshop at the Women of Wisdom. It's Sunday, February 18th, Tantric Dance of Feminine Power, Womb Source Wisdom.
February 19th.
Oh, yeah, I wrote the date wrong. February 19th. Just go to womenofwisdom.org. It'll give you the right date there. So thank you so much, Vajra. We're going to have to take another break now, and I look forward to seeing you in Seattle.
Thank you. See you soon, Chris. Bye-bye.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals?
Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm going to introduce you now to Charlene Hidalgo. Charlene is a healer, teacher, artist, author, ritualist, tarot reader, and astrologer. Her work embraces the divine feminine and the ancient wisdom schools of the British Isles and Egypt. She's a certified teacher and practitioner of Nikki Scully's alchemical healing. Charlene is also the author of The Healing Power of Tree, Spiritual Journeys Through the Celtic Tree Calendar, and Nazmi, Love is My Religion, Egypt Travel and a Quest for Peace. She has created the Celtic Tree Oracle Card Deck that will be coming out in 2017, and also leads Spiritual Journeys to Egypt. Charlene is giving a workshop on Monday, February 20th. It's a holiday, so people can come. It's Celtic Circle, Wisdom Teachings from the Trees. So welcome, Charlene.
Oh, thank you. You pronounce my name Charlene, but nobody can ever say it right. So it's just Char and Lynn. And now maybe if people are hearing, they'll actually be able to say it. So Char, no problem with the other Charlene.
Charlene, yeah, I know. And I know it. And I sort of blanked out. I know how to pronounce your name. Anyway.
But it happens all the time. So
I know.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yep.
Tell
us about your interest in Celtic tree knowledge, how that got started.
It's so all coincidental, but my son is 35, and when he was born, he was one of those babies that never slept, and I was totally stressed out. And one day I went out just so upset and so depleted and so feeling so unworthy and incapable, and ran out to a tree in our backyard, which was a big apple tree, and just grabbed onto it. And the tree responded not in a language, but kind of a body sense, nurturing, which kind of astounded me. But it put me, so I just stayed there a while, and it just put me back together. And kind of the message was, okay, go back to mothering, it'll be okay. And I did. And then I kind of forgot about that, and life went on. And when my daughter was born, they're 9 years apart, I was 44, I felt this ache for a spiritual connection. And being raised Christian, that teaching wasn't working for me. So I thought the best thing was to go, you know, to my roots, which is Ireland, Wales, England, and Scotland, and see what their ancient teachings were. And I discovered the tree calendar and the Celtic tree alphabet. So I studied and wrote and taught until I compiled a lot of information and then put it into a book. And it was just really a happy, lovely discovery for me.
Yes. Well, you just it struck me when you said a Celtic tree alphabet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's 25 symbols. And they're either trees, shrubs, or one is like lightning and one is the water. And one is just an open one, kind of like the open rune. So what they are teachings, spiritual teachings, put into the trees and then put into this alphabet. And the alphabet was used not so much for writing or reading, but for spiritual content or spiritual messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost like a tarot reading. It's a symbol.
And
yeah. It has ancient, symbology and around it. Well, I know, so we talked about, you know, this Celtic tree knowledge. So in essence, you're saying trees are teachers. So what have you learned from the trees, and why do we want to learn? What do they have to teach us, and why is it important?
Well, it's because we're part of nature. And I think we're all longing for that connection. So built into the cosmology is a way to go through the seasons and with the holidays and the, the equinoxes, the solstices, and then the cross-quarter days. So they, as you go through the Celtic year, they were days of celebration and gratitude, which meant you were very connected to the cycle of the wheel, the changing of the year. And gratitude was the biggest deal. And sometimes we just forget that. We forget that we're part of nature. And also because the teachings are so cyclical, they remind us no matter what is happening in our lives, it will pass and something new will come. And they do that around death, too. They see it as a doorway into a new experience. So there wasn't fear around death. And talking to your ancestors and having angel help and totem help was part of that as well, so that going into the unseen realm, you could gather power, you could gather courage, sustenance, healing, because of this communication between the worlds. So it was set up to invite that, and life, a way to live well was based upon that. So for me, it made a big difference. Even if I'm a modern girl, being in nature has always just been so healing, and having these different teachings come from different trees is so accessible.
Well, give us an example of a particular tree that you get teachings from.
Okay, so the first tree of the calendar, it starts on November 1st, is the birch tree, because the Celtic New Year begins on November 1st. And the Celtic, so the birch tree, which we most of us know is so beautiful, reaches up high to the sky. You can even picture an eagle up at the very top of it. So that tree teaches connection to your higher sight, to always look at every situation from the highest place that you can. And it also is all about new beginnings. So shedding, you know how a birch tree will shed its skin. Shedding skin, letting go, preparing, doing forgiveness work, and then allowing the new to come. Looking at everything again with brand new eyes. So it's a start. But if you get, for instance, this tree in a reading, you know that you're at the end of something and the beginning of something new.
Yeah. And I love birch. We had birch trees at my childhood home, and I love birch trees. The fact that and the bark peeling and all that. So there's lots of messages there. I love looking at trees and seeing the scars of where a branch is gone and it leaves a scar or hole. And I mean, sometimes you can see faces in the trunks of trees. And
yeah. I had a birch tree across the street from me, and that big strong limb was damaged in a ice storm, so it was like drooping way to the ground. And I thought, oh, it'll break, you know, and because it was a little tree, wasn't that I hadn't lived that long yet. And I watched it for the next like 8 months, slowly, 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 until it regained its position. And I thought, wow, that, look how long that took. So for me, it was a lesson in the patience of the healing process and the time it takes for healing to occur naturally.
Mm.
So when you get a tree like that lives in front of your house or in your backyard and you can watch it, it's just there full of lessons for you and full of really messages about whatever's happening in your life. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And it's a matter of paying attention too, of looking for those signs. You know, sometimes we just walk through, we walk by trees, we don't even look, you know, and it's being an observer and really seeing what's in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowing down. I mean, that's always the message, slow down. Remember your authentic self. The tree teachings over and over and over again are, you know, remember that we're stewards here, that trees don't belong to us, that we're partners, you know, they need our air, you know, our carbon dioxide, we need their, what is, how does that go? We need their oxygen anyway, sorry. So we're in it together, and we're to take care of our mother, we're to take care of our planet. And I think now that with the election, so many of my sisters and brothers are hurting and wondering what to do. And I think if people can find some way to give back right now, to help the homeless, to take care of a tree, to do support an organization, you'll feel better. You'll gain your strength. Mm-hmm. So remembering that as humans we're stewards on the planet, we're here to support and help life.
Yeah,
is how we can bond together right now.
Yeah, and to find what you're passionate about. What do you want to work on? We can't do everything, and we can't, you know. And then we get frustrated. You know, we feel that overwhelm of, oh my God, what can I do to help? It's just one little thing, you know. Pick one little thing. If trees are your issue, or plants, or gardens, or people, homeless, and go out and volunteer, and then you're knowing you're contributing. Because right now, we just all need to contribute and work together, feel that sense of, because then you're with other people, too. When you do these things, you're usually with other people, and that's where we can feel that power, you know, of the effect that our volunteer work would do, how it helps other people. And so, yeah, what you're saying is true. And
it helps our heart. It helps our heart so we can keep going.
Right. And we,
we need that. Yeah.
Yeah, we need that. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Charlene Hidalgo.
Sorry.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking with Charlene Hidalgo. Charlene, can you give your website address so people can maybe read more about your work and how you, and your books and things?
Sure. It's www.alchemicalhealingarts.com. So it's just all one, no spaces.
Okay.
Alchemicalhealingarts.com.
Okay, great. So we've been talking about the trees, and I love the story of the birch, but there's one you're going to be talking about, you'll be teaching about in the workshop in February, is the ash tree. So what does the ash tree have to offer us?
Okay, well, it represents the fifth lunation of the year, and I chose it because its dates are from February 21st to March 20th, and my workshop's on the 20th, so my participants would have a chance to see how they could apply the teachings of this tree. So that's why I chose it for that period of time. And it really represents, the ash tree is representative of the world tree, and it's also our inner tree, like what roots us to the earth and our branches to the sky, and the doorway is at the heart. So the doorway into this tree, into self, is into your own inner wisdom. And what this tree wants of us is to go deep, be quiet, feel our feelings, ask our questions, and listen to the answers, because they come from within us. And then share them out into the world. So it's really a time of deep peace, deep going in before the equinox, before the beginning of spring. So we're gestating, we're being quiet. And it also says use your divination processes to ask your questions, because it wants us to go into the unconscious. It wants us to go into the unseen. So it's like so above, so below. What we change inside changes things on the outside. What we change on the outside changes things on the inside. So it's just really the tree that takes us deeply into our own center. And that's what I'll be teaching. There's healing. I'll lead a meditation into this tree. And then there's in my book about ash tree is one of the chapters. It talks about particular healings that come from this tree. So it's a deeply spiritual tree, and also saying that that deep spirit is in us, even if we're, you know, no matter how we're feeling, it's there, and it's strength for us.
Yeah, that's perfect for the conference, because that's the work we do. We go inside, and we also, you know, share our stories and witness to others. So there's the inside and the outside, but you know, a lot of deep work happens at the conference, because we are in this intimate setting. You know, they're small workshops, really, and they're this intimate setting where it's a safe place for people to share and share their stories. And so it's great that ASHRAE feels like this is a great symbol or I forget the word I want to use, but for people to go to that deep place. Our setting takes people there. You know, after many, many years, you know, I think I started witnessing this after about 10 years that with all the work we've done, the people who've come over the years, because there's always new people and old people that come, we hold that space, that container for that. And so people go deep, fast, and we have three, you know, the workshops are all 3 hours long. So it's not like another conference where you just have an hour and you listen to someone talk. These are very experiential. And so I can tell from your workshop, people are going to be doing this deep inner work. What is the ash tree going to teach them? What does it have to offer us? So it's a great place in our conference at this time and for what's going on in our world, you know, because we do need to do that. We're in a place of needing to do that inner work so we can be strong out there doing the work out there, our activism, which is being called forth for us to do now instead of, you know, the complacency of letting others do it. We've been that way. And particularly for women, we need to be having that strength. So I can just feel that ASHRAE giving us that strength to go out there to do our work.
And we'll pull out of that words and phrases and sentences of strength and courage and wisdom and bonding and power that will carry us forward. I mean, some people will actually hear what it is next for them to do. You know, whether they're teaching a class or they're helping on a committee or they're working in the political realm, they'll get those messages. And so then when the equinox happens, we move forward with that energy. We go deep. That's what I love, too, about the tree teachings is the timing is built on the tree ahead. So then we go into action.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Good. So what you're talking about is communicating with this unseen realm, because even though it's seen, you see an ash tree, but you're going deeper into this unseen realm. Why, you know, so how...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You go ahead.
Okay. In the Celtic cosmology, they believe that the unseen realm is the real world, and that we're the dream, we're the reflection. So everything comes from the unseen realm. So all the ways that we can connect, whether it's our dream time, synchronicity, blessings, you know, people, places, and things that show up in our life to encourage us. All of the oracles that we seek, our own intuition. You know, some people hear, some people see, some people feel, some people know. To begin to trust that intuitional process is really the root of the tree teachings. So we're built to know, we're built to do, we're built to help, we're built to protect and heal, and it's all in there. And the more connection we have with the unseen realm, the better. What I like about the tree teachings is that they provide you with an experience. It's not just words. You can have your own felt experience, which allows you to know and be empowered.
Mm-hmm. So it's a way.
Yeah.
It's a way into that unseen realm, as I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like the tree
it's a spirituality that was so long and so old and so wise, and it's just been there for us, and we're remembering it.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Charlene, for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for allowing me to share this teaching. And thank you, Chris, for your 25 years and for this WOW conference, which brings women together. And there's so many lovely teachers, and it's an awesome thing. I hope people who are listening will sign up and want to come. Thank you.
Yeah, so people come to Seattle in February. You know, we had snow right now, but often it's February is a good month for good weather and get out of your cold weather in your part of the country. So you can you can check out Charlene's workshop is Monday, February 20th. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. A workshop is on the Celtic tree calendar. And also Vajrama, the tantric dance of I have to go back. Tantric dance of feminine power, womb source wisdom on Sunday, February 19th. So check those out at the Woman of Wisdom website. The events are on, just look for the 2017 conference link, and then there's a bunch of bars come down, look for the conference schedule. All the events are listed, all the information on how to register is right there on our website. So I hope that people will check it out and pass the word on to your friends, too, to join you. And we will be the whole conference is February 16th to 20th, but you can come to just one event. You can register for one event or several events or get a weekend pass. And we also have specials going on this month. That on Friday, our specials we have Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis doing the Egyptian mysteries and oracles. It's a two-day intensive, and they have an early bird price that goes through this Friday, December 16th. And then also some of our other major presenters have early bird specials that end at the end of this month. So check those out. We have some fabulous people. Carolyn Muir, author of Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving. We have Rebecca Gordon, who's an astrologer, and Randy Reagan, who does mindfulness, mindful living. They've been on the radio show before. We just have a fabulous lineup. Well, my time is up. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.